WBLK, Lexington.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Ron Quazzal in the WVLK Information Center. We have light fog and 72 degrees in downtown Lexington and a chance of rain in the forecast. We'll check the Weather Center forecast following the news. The man who for the last 15 years has helped us to work in the morning and home in the afternoon has lost a 19-year battle with cancer. Leslie Gordon Veal, otherwise known as Captain Tagg, died last night at St. Joseph Hospital. He was a World War II veteran, a musician, former officer with Lexington and Fayette County Police. Captain Veal died of cancer at age 64. Lieutenant Larry Ball of the Urban County Police Department's Traffic Enforcement Division says Captain Tagg's death will be a great loss to the community.
Well, I don't think we're going to find anybody that's going to replace him, at least in personality. Maybe someone will do the job, but as to the friend he was to us, and he's just not going to be replaced.
The funeral services will be Thursday at Calvary Baptist Church.
That is a song by Bread, and it's called If, and our time is 10 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock as we welcome you to the 9 to 10 show. This morning we are mourning the loss of a friend, of a co-worker, one of our Dawn Patrol members, the oldest member of the Dawn Patrol, going back to 15 years ago. And, of course, you, I'm sure, are aware we're talking about Captain Tagg. Captain Tagg lost a 19-year battle with cancer last night. He died about 8:25 at St. Joseph's Hospital. And Captain Tagg was a friend to everybody. Everybody knew him. And this morning on the 9 to 10 show, we'd like for you to call us and tell us your feelings, thoughts, stories that you may have about the captain. We're going to record the program and give it to Tagg's wife, Tiny, as a salute to the legend, Captain Tagg. However, we're not rolling tape right now. This part is not being recorded, and we're doing this for a specific reason. I felt it necessary to say that I must say that I am very, very disappointed with the obituary that was featured in this morning's Lexington Herald Leader. Without going into any great detail, I would like to ask that based on the purpose of this show this morning and the fact that it's going to be given to Elizabeth Tiny's wife as a memorial and a tribute to the captain, that you refrain from calling about that. We've had several calls this morning from listeners who are as disappointed with that article as am I. If you want to call somebody to complain about the obituary, call the Herald Leader. But don't call this show this morning, because we want to dedicate this show to the great and fond memories that we have of the captain. 280-9590 is our number, and we'll be back to take your calls in just a moment.
Open our door, the wooden door, furniture for your lifestyle.
The wooden door doesn't yell sale very often, and for a good reason. Most of the time, the door's furniture sells at a legitimate retail price. That's why this is a real sofa sale. The sofas really have been marked down. Hard to believe from a furniture store, we realize. Every upholstered item in stock has been marked 20 to 50% off. The wooden door is changing some floor samples, making room for new goods, and frankly, moving out some old dogs. So take advantage of a real sale with sofas from only $385 and queen sleepers with innerspring mattresses from only $399. That's the real sofa sale at the real wooden door on Versailles Road, 1/2 mile inside New Circle.
Furniture for your lifestyle. Inside the wooden door.
The Tour de France is the world's most grueling cycling event. No bike ride in the park. I'm Greg LeMond, and I won by not giving in to the torturous 2,500-mile course. But the one torture I will not endure is the itching and burning of athlete's foot. So my cure is Tenactin, the number one recommended brand by doctors and pharmacists. Tenactin. I've got two serious pieces of equipment, my bike and my feet. If I don't take care of both, I'm just spinning my wheels.
Fast-acting Tenactin, the professional's cure for athlete's foot. Use only as directed.
Hello, wait a second, just, is that right? How do you do?
Does this sound like your banker when you ask about a mortgage loan?
Let me find, a pencil.
So slow, it seems you could build two houses in the time it takes them to make up their minds. Well, at Commerce National, we know how important it is to you not to have to wait forever for an answer. So we work hard and fast to get you an answer as soon as possible.
I'll get your file.
Plus, Commerce National offers a wide variety of mortgages at very competitive rates. And our branch offices are conveniently located all over town. So come in and see us today.
All right, now we can. I'm sorry about that. What was your name again?
Mortgage loans from Commerce National Bank. Banking your way. Fast. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The selection of Fuller Figure Fashions at Hill's is far better than any store we know of. Every fashion category we have for junior and missus, we have for the Fuller Figure.
You're listening to Irma Treff, Merchandise Manager, Fuller Figure Fashions for Hill's Department Stores.
I'm a Fuller Figure myself, and I try to buy for our customers what I would wear myself. Fashionable styles. A Fuller Figure lady should be able to find stylish clothing. And I buy for all ages, like sportswear, suits and dresses. There's jeans, uniforms, bras, panties, hosiery, and lots more. Just look for the Fuller Figure tag. And remember, it's all priced low. Every day at Hill's.
Next to low prices, clothing is our claim to fame.
We're a different kind of department store. You ought to be shopping Hill's.
Shop Hill's in Lexington on Nicholasville Road and on Russell Cave Pike, both off New Circle Road. Open daily 9:30 to 10, Sunday 1 to 6.
It is 15 minutes after the hour of 9 as we welcome you to the 9 to 10 show, and a show dedicated to the loving memory of Captain Tagged Leslie Gordon Veal. Going to your calls, you're on the air.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. I would like to pay my respects to Captain Tagged. He was, as God was, my daughter's and my two grandchildren's pilot. I feel that Captain Tagged was the co-pilot. In the mornings, I would call my daughter, who lived in Nicholasville, and say, be sure and listen to Captain Tagg for the road conditions. And my two grandchildren being on the way to the daycare in Lexington, and my daughter being on her way to work, I feel that Captain Tagg got them there safely. I hope I can get through this. I knew him. I knew him for 25 years. He was an asset to our community. He was one of the finest men that I know. I feel with Captain Tagg being gone, he's going to be missed greatly by all of us. My daughter called me this morning and said, oh, Mother, what am I going to do? Captain Tagg is gone. How will I get to work this winter? We'll miss him so much. Thank you.
Thank you. 16 now, past the hour of 9, 280-9590 is our telephone number. And the line is open. If you have a comment, story, anything you'd like to share with us in regard to the loss of Captain Tagg, we encourage your call. 280-9590. We have light fog out there in 71 degrees. And Captain Tagg and I go back to 1975 when I joined the staff here at WVLK, and I have more fond memories of the man. Share some of them with you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Good morning, you're on the air.
Yes, of course we're all saddened, but I know that none of us can really feel the loss that you're going to feel with your buddy. And we've all noticed that the days that you're off sick or something, Captain Tagg just wasn't his usual jovial self. Seemed like he just wasn't as loose and fun-giving. And we would like everybody out there to know that Captain Tagg will still ride with us twice a day. But I know that Deborah Hensley would do a good job. She has while he was gone. But it won't relieve the hurt that we'll all have.
Okay, thank you for calling. It's 18 minutes now past the hour of 9 o'clock. 280-9590 is our telephone number. Captain Tagg gave me my name, the nickname the Catfish, many years ago. And when I go out and speak to groups, it's always the first thing, especially kids, the first thing they ask, how'd you get the name Catfish? I always say, well, the captain gave it to me. Their next question is, why? Why Catfish? And I always explain that he always said I had a big head and no brains, and therefore I was the Catfish. And some folks along the way criticized that as being a nickname that had negative connotation. I remember talking to Tagg about it one day. I said, there. Give me a hard time over my nickname, Captain. And he said, don't you let him do it. And finally it stuck, and I think as many people know me as the Catfish as know me as Jack Patty, and I'm grateful for that. but Captain gave me that name. 19 after the hour, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Garnetta Mallory, and I'm calling about the Captain Tag tribute. And I just wanted to say that when my daughter was very young, Captain Tag went on the air the year she was born, in 72.
Uh-huh.
And our next-door neighbor was a childhood friend of Tag's. And Lena's greatest thrill was to watch Tag go over the house. And they made arrangements for Tag to hover one day over the house and wave at her, of course, within federal aviation guidelines. And that is still remembered by her 14 years later. So I just wanted to say that how much she appreciated that, and we did too.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
That's a nice story. 19 minutes after the hour of 9, 280-9590 is our telephone number, and we do have an open line. Well, we had an open line. Hi, you're on the air.
Let's think of the captain as having been taken to the big barn in the sky.
Okay, thank you. 19 past the hour, 280-9590. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Sarah Relford, and I would just like to say it's not one particular thing that you can remember about Captain Tag, because there's so many other things, and he was just a swell guy.
Okay, Sarah, thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
20 after the hour, we have to take a break here. If you have a story you'd like to share with us, give us a call. We do have a call here. We'll go ahead and take this one. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Jack. This is Holly.
Hi, Holly.
I just want to say, when I moved to Lexington back in 71, I was very confused with this town, the way it was laid out and the streets and everything. And when Tag joined the station in 72, it was like he explained to all of us how the town was laid out. He not just told you what streets were clogged and crowded, but which way to go and what was on the streets. And thanks to him, I learned my way around Lexington.
Good.
And it's going to be rough not being there. I had came in from work this morning on Nicholasville Road, and there was an accident, small accident there, and I thought, God, we need them.
Yeah. I agree with you, Holly.
It's rough, but thanks a lot, Jack.
Thank you, Holly.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 21 after 9, 280-9590 is our number. We're going to take a break, but we'll be right back.
The best seat to baseball this season is in USA Today's colorful sports section.